Last Word on Today FM.
Andy O'Donoghue is with us for Tech Thursday. We're going to do travel tech today, and you have a luggage scale to start us off.
Matt, what a useful, clever little thing. The eTech City EL11, it's called. But you can find these pretty common, even, you know, around any retailer around the country. What they are, little compact handheld devices designed to weigh your luggage before you go to the airport, and obviously you avoid the overweight baggage fees. The eTech, though, is particularly good value. It's about 13, 14 euros, and it's really accurate. Up to 0.1 of a pound or 50 grams. It'll weigh a bag up to 50 kilos. If you're taking more than that, maybe you should stay home. It's got a temperature sensor. I'm not sure what that's useful for, but it does have a temperature sensor built in. And it's got a really nice LCD. So basically, you just clip it onto your bag, weigh your bag, and off you go.
You see, that can be a very useful investment, because how many times have people been caught when they get to the airport, they put the bag on the scales, and they get charged for every single kilogram over.
Over, yeah.
It could be 75, 90 quid or whatever and stuff. Okay. Yeah. You also have an airplane phone holder.
And this is really neat, right? So one of the things, for anyone who flies regularly, you're on a plane, you've got your iPad out or your foldable phone or your regular phone. Where do you put it? How do you prop it up? And Perilogix have a really nice version. You can buy these online again. I've seen a couple of these in car shops, car accessory shops. Basically, it's a compact holder and it clips onto the tray table in front of you, and it gives you a nice hands-free way to watch movies or follow directions on the phone during flights, or even train journeys. The problem with using your iPad on a tray table is you've got to lean it against the chair. It's going to fall over. It's going to move, or it's going to lie flat. And I know this from experience. I got one of these and it's absolutely brilliant. About 25 euros, but just a brilliant way to have your phone or iPad secure on the tray table.
Okay. What are the Bag Smart Compression Packing Cubes?
There is a phrase in tech world and the travel world, packed like an engineer, okay? And there is all sorts of little tips that people give. You know, shoes at the bottom, socks and underwear in the shoes. Then you put the cameras in the middle. You put shirts in last. You pack leaving bits out and then fold them in. So packing is an industry. And there's a couple of great videos on YouTube that really help you save space. But if you really want to pack like an engineer, get yourself some packing cubes. And basically what they are is they're these little compression cubes of different sizes, and they're expandable, but they're compressible. As you zip them up, they kind of reduce the air in them. So you can get vacuum versions of this that you connect a vacuum to or a little pump. This doesn't have that. Now, they're not cheap, about 100 euros, but I think this is a set of four that BagSmart sell. And basically, they come in different sizes and you'll fit different clothing items in them. You have this mesh at the top so you can see what's in each cube, durable and lightweight. The idea is you put them into your suitcase and you are using every inch of the suitcase because they're cube shaped.
You're not going to damage the fabric of the clothes and stuff with them, are you?
No, you're not. They're really good. And I mean, these are not cheap. You can buy cheaper ones, but I've seen these and they're really well made. They're just a brilliant way of making sure that you pack everything you want. And when you get to your hotel or your Airbnb, you open your suitcase and you take out the cube that you need. Saves a lot of time and a lot of pain.
I tell you the one thing though you'd have to do, you'd have to have that weight measurement thing that you mentioned earlier, luggage scale, because you could suddenly end up packing an awful lot more into your big bag and discover you've gone over your 20 kilo limit.
Air crews say, whatever you think of packing, lay it out on the bed and put a third of it away because you'll never wear it. True, I think.
Yeah, I'm somebody you should tell that to at home. But anyway, okay. The idea of bringing a handheld garment steamer.
And these are really clever, and they're a very clever little device. Basically, what do they do? Well, they enable you to steam your clothes on holiday. Now, there's a device called the Ambiano handheld garment steamer. This was one of those Aldi specials. It cost around 17 euros in Aldi. I think it went on sale this month, or it's going on sale. It heats up in 30 seconds, gives you 8 minutes of continuous steam, and it comes with a lint brush and a little creaser attachment. The idea is you get where you're going, and it steams your clothes for you. That's a really good value one. I've reviewed one of these in the past that cost about 100 euros. You can buy very fancy ones in lovely modern and muted colours. But this is great value. But it is as simple as that. You don't need to bring an iron. You don't need to look for an iron in the Airbnb or the hotel. You put it, unpack your clothes, put your shirt on it, and it takes the creases out.
Okay. Another listener has just been saying that a competitor to the BagSmart that you mentioned is an Irish company for packing cubes for your luggage called Cube, C-U-F-A-T-H-E-R-I-B.
Very good.
Listener has just recently used that. Okay. One thing I've now decided is essential for a flight and for other parts of your trip away is to have headphones. What are the best travel headphones
that
you think?
Probably they're not my favourite sound, but the Bose Quiet Comfort Ultra Bose bit divisive. They can be a little bit clinical sounding. Over 300 euros for the Quiet Comfort. However, the noise cancellation is absolutely top tier and you get this immersive sound quality. You get 24 hours of battery life, multi-point connectivity, so you can connect to different devices. And of course, the Bose app gives you customizable sound. Why I recommend them is that the noise cancellation is the single most appealing feature that they have. And they also have this really immersive sound. So if you're watching a movie, you can also use them as well. So a great option, but not a cheap version.
Conversation I end up having any time in an airport on the way out is, have we actually packed the travel adapter? And I don't know how many times I've ended up, better go and buy one, and then that's another 25 euro gone or whatever. What's the best one?
So Verbatim make a really good one. And you buy these at airports. You buy them in accessory shops when you get where you're going. The problem is many of them are not certified and can simply be dangerous. So my advice is buy one before you go, and you will find electronic shops at the airport who sell recognised brands. But for Verbatim make a travel adapter, and it's a really good one. It has EU, UK and US plugs. It has USB ports built in for charging as well. And it'll take the 100 to 250 volts, meaning that if you're in the US or in Europe, it'll power the devices. But if you buy this, Matt, it really will last year. It's incredibly well made. And just don't take it out of your bag when you get home.
Or what about a foldable wireless station?
This is a really nice charger that I think is a great travel option. And Charge Deck, it's called. And it's a 3-in-1 foldable wireless station. And it charges Apple and Android devices. But it's foldable. So it folds down to kind of the size of, a little Samsung phone. And it has fast wireless charging and built-in magnetic alignment. Why would you bring it on holiday? Because it fits. It will literally fit in your pocket. Not cheap, about 50, 55 euros, but if you see one, worth having in your bag.
Okay, and then just one other, and I think we're going to have to do the second part of this next week because we don't have time to get through everything. A portable charger, what do you recommend?
Well, probably Anker make the best ones. And you want to bring a high capacity charger, so you really want 20,000 milliamps or more. You want a couple of USB ports, you want USB-C, and you want wireless charging, and you want Power IQ, so you get fast charging. With this Anker, the Anker Power Core, basically you can charge the family's devices. You can almost charge a laptop, a phone, a watch, everything. So again, invest in one before you go because they tend to be expensive at destinations.
Andy O'Donoghue, thank you. We'll finish off Travel Tech next week and talk about other things.
The Last Word on Today FM.